Arthur Daly, the sports columnist, said that golf is like a love affair. If you don't take it seriously, it's not any fun. If you do take it seriously, it will break your heart. Well, the sport of golf continues to grow in popularity, and more enthusiasts are looking for ways to improve their golfing skills while still enjoying the great fun that chasing that tiny little ball around a course has to offer. Here to talk about just that is Michael Robichard, PGA professional and manager of the Ranch Golf Club in Southwick, Massachusetts. Welcome, Michael.
Hello, how are you?
I'm so happy to have you here. The Ranch Golf Club is relatively new.
Yes, we opened in July 2001. It's a daily fee upscale course. We actually were ranked the third best new upscale course in the country by Golf Digest in 2002 and ranked in the best in the state in Massachusetts. So it's a great property, a beautiful, unique property. It is an old New England dairy farm with three beautiful Victorian barns that we've renovated into our clubhouse complex, and it's a beautiful experience.
Definitely a must visit for golfers.
Yes.
So, Mike, you have worked with a lot of golfers of varied skill levels. Is it possible to take the game seriously and still have a good time out there?
Yes, but it's an easy game to get caught up into, many different stressful ways of trying to get better. But it, like in any sport, is you just have to, probably get it down to its simplest form, understand the concept first, learn the basics, and try to stick to them as much as possible. But like a lot of sports, particularly in golf, there are a lot of gimmicks out there. There are a lot of things. But I really think if somebody finds a mentor or a professional that they have a comfortable relationship with, that they can communicate well with and really feel comfortable with, that, those basics will be learned and the concept will be one that will never be lost. The bottom line is as teachers, we just want to teach the student that it's great to get better, and there are many ways to get better, but ultimately you just have to have fun playing. It is a game, let the childlike personality come out of you and just enjoy it as a game.
And that's why we're out there, for fun. Okay, well, we are going to talk a little bit about the instructor-student relationship a little later on, but if I came to you today and said I wanted to start playing, how would you go about getting me started?
Well, I certainly would set up a series of sessions and clinics, and that first clinic is really more informative. I think, when someone comes to the game new, to put a club in their hand and start talking about hitting the ball, that's really not what golf is. Yes, you do have to hit the ball, but the game is a bigger picture. It's a lot like life. You can't focus on the little. And so I would probably take the day and drive the person around the golf course just to show them what a course is, explain to them, just the basics of the game, how you're trying to score, and I wouldn't get too deep into the rules, but talk a lot about the traditions and etiquette, because there is a certain manner in which you have to act in golf. It is a game of tradition and etiquette and everything. And the whole thing in that introduction is to get that person comfortable to say, oh, yeah, I think I understand that.
Because I